Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
They tell me electric cars are going to be all the rage. And is that new Mustang Mach-E, an electric Mustang? I got no problem with an electric Mustang. I just got a problem with a four-door Mustang. It's another story altogether. But a crazy story has come out. And this one has nothing to do with the electrification of the vehicle so much, but just simply a new model problem. And this story is from Auto Evolution. I've seen it elsewhere, though. Sent to me by Howard, Mark, and Daryl. And Dragos Chitiluscu wrote this story. I could be mispronouncing his name, and I certainly am, but I apologize. Mustang Mach-E owner gets rear-ended and is mad about parts not being available. So the man bought a Mustang Mach-E, was driving it around, and he got rear-ended. Now, I've mentioned before, I got a Ford Explorer about a couple years ago, and shortly after I got it, stopped at a light, got rear-ended by somebody, and really bent up the rear hatch. And they had to replace the hatch. They replaced the whole hatch. And, you know, presumably, when they do that, they order a new hatch from the factory. And when it comes in, they take off the old hatch and they swap some parts around, like the glass was okay, which is good because I had a sticker on the window. And my honor student smarter than your honor student. No. And so they replace the part and then it's good to go after it's been painted. So in this case, there's a problem. Because the Mustang Mach-E does not have a great supply chain yet for spare parts. So the man got his brand new car after waiting for it quite some time. And then he found himself involved in a crash not long after delivery. Then he found out he had to wait for an extended period to have the car running again. So some Mustang Mach-E owners have pointed out in various chat rooms and so on that they feel like they're beta testers. Coming up lately with the Mach-E, one owner in Missouri points out a rather unexpected problem, having to deal with a relatively minor crash. The user has been the owner of a rapid red Mustang Mach-E for less than a month, and it didn't turn out well for his electrified experience. He recently got rear-ended, and the impact was so violent that the airbags did deploy. And the bad part is just beginning, because even though damage doesn't look that bad now, the waiting time to have the car fixed seems a bit ridiculous. The dealer has informed the man who owns the Mach-E that parts for the rear bumper will not be arriving until November 30th. November 30th. What you doing Thanksgiving? Getting your car fixed. And some parts might not be available till December 31st. New Year's Eve. You can roll in the next year, perhaps, with the parts. That makes for a six-month waiting period for a rear bumper. Six-month waiting period. Heaven forbid you should get involved in a more serious crash. Who knows how long you'd have to wait? Describing the situation, he noted that I am really mad and disgusted about the whole thing. Quote, the unfortunate Mach-E owner will now have to resort to a rental to get himself around without being certain that respective costs will be insurance covered. And that, of course, is the question. If your vehicle gets damaged, it's in for repairs. Some insurance companies are going to pay for your rental vehicle for a certain period of time. And the question is, what are they going to do here? Some users on the forum have suggested that the owner should start a direct dialogue with Ford Motor Company in hopes that a quicker solution may come to be. But other users have suggested bringing an attorney on board, as such a long waiting period for parts on a brand new car doesn't feel normal at all. That's why several people sent me the story. This is Steve. They mentioned an attorney. If they do that three times and spin around, will you suddenly appear in a puff of smoke? There's a couple issues here, and it's not as clear-cut as you might think. Now, of course, this is all happening in Missouri, as they say, so things might be different there. But here's the situation. As you know, there's a new vehicle out called a Mustang Mach-E, and it's brand new, and so obviously parts would be in short supply. There's another thing happening, and it was a thing called COVID. Remember COVID? Well, COVID caused problems in a bunch of supply chains. And so I'm going to tell you a parallel story, and that is under the Lemon Law. Manufacturers have got a certain period of time within which to fix a car, or so many times and days in the shop within which to fix it. And if they don't meet that, they got to buy the vehicle back. But the Lemon Law itself says right in it, it goes, there are certain circumstances under which manufacturers will be forgiven for not being able to repair things on time. And one of them, and it gives a bunch of exemptions, I jokingly call them the biblical exemptions, but it says things like war, riot, strike. And it talks about the big stuff that people can't control, that Ford Motor Company or General Motors or Chrysler cannot control. And so the argument, if this is a Lemon Law claim, which it's not, but I'm just simply pointing this out, if It's a lemon law claim. Ford would just say, we haven't got parts. We got supply chain problems that are just out of control because of COVID. And so there's a parallel there in that if someone were to go to court and say, look, this is unreasonable that they don't have these parts. Well, they're going to say, no, it's perfectly reasonable considering the times in which we live. How much of this is attributable to it being a brand new vehicle versus attributable to being a COVID problem? And there might not be a bright line on that. Now, I can tell you, and I've spoken to many people in the auto industry about this, that when vehicles are being built on an assembly line, parts show up just in time, and they get installed in the car, it goes down the line, it drives off the end of the line, it's a completed car, figuratively speaking. So these car parts that are coming into this assembly system are the same car parts that are often needed to repair the car later. Depends on what part of the car we're talking about. So a car goes down the assembly line and somebody puts on a rear bumper. There's a rear bumper being installed at the factory where the Mustang Mach-E is being built. So there is a bunch of bumpers right there. A whole bunch of bumpers. That's what this guy needs. This guy needs one bumper. Someplace presumably is a factory where they're building cars. They've got bumpers. And now those bumpers aren't being built in this factory. They were brought here and they're being built someplace else, most likely. Okay, I'm just picking parts at random, but we're talking bumpers. So the bumper gets built someplace else, and they ship many of them to the factory for assembly, and then they send some of them into the supply chain for repairs. I can tell you that there are almost always hiccups with brand new vehicles, because if a car is hot, they're selling like hotcakes. The manufacturer wants to sell the cars because that's job number one. Job number two is keeping them on the road by repairing them, whether by breakdowns or collision. But the point is that their number one goal is always going to be to sell cars. Now, I know many people are saying, Steve, can't they do both? Well, they can do both. But generally speaking, you focus on one thing you do well that makes you money, and the other stuff that doesn't make as much money, you focus on that a little bit secondarily. So I suspect that right now, Ford has so many orders for these cars that they can't build them fast enough. So trying to build them as fast as they can, all the parts are going to factory. Somebody somewhere is saying, guys, we need to put a bunch of these bumpers and hoods and fenders and motors, I almost said engines, motors and wheels. We got to put that stuff into the supply chain outside for repairs. And somebody goes, how much money do we make doing that versus just cranking the cars out? And so there have been other situations I've been involved in before where someone's come to me and said, I've got this brand new car. It's got a problem. And in my settings, it was almost always a lemon law case where they bring it in for repairs and the manufacturer goes, we have not got an engine for it. It's like, you must have engines for it. You're still building the vehicles. And they go, oh, we've got engines for the brand new ones. Of course we do. Yeah. But we're not going to yank one out of the assembly line and ship it over here to stick it in your car or whatever the part may be, whatever the part might be. But that's the situation. So is there a legal issue here? Is there a legal issue here? And the question is, what law are you going to allege was broken? And so I've had people ask me, they say, Steve, here's the situation. You're a lawyer. What would you do? I go, I'm just curious. What law do you think was broken here? Because this is not a breach of warranty. Ford built this car apparently fine. Somebody rear-ended them and caused the damage. That ain't, unless it was a Ford driver. Ford ain't one at fault on that. So what is the argument here that there's a problem? Because the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act talks about parts being available for warranty repairs. This is not a warranty repair. This is a collision repair. So the problem is simply that you bought a vehicle, unfortunately, for which spare parts are not available yet. And push comes to shove, I suspect Ford's going to say, they're not available because of COVID. We're just getting our act back together again. So the real issue, you know, the real issue is going to boil down to who's going to pay for the rental car. And that might be between him and his insurance company. And then the insurance company, if they want to, can go complain to Ford and see how far that gets them. I don't know how far that'll get them. But I agree 100%. It's completely unreasonable in this day and age. But is there a legal remedy? A legal remedy. And for a legal remedy to exist, there must be a cause of action, meaning that someone has broken the law somewhere, a civil law or a criminal law or something. But there, I don't know of one on this because the law says that, you know, if it's a warranty issue, they got to repair it, but it's not a warranty issue. And, you know, are the parts available? Yeah, they're going to be available. And are there laws regarding spare parts and so on in the supply chain? Well, yes and no, because like I said, they're going to make the argument that the supply chain right now is all screwed up because of COVID. So I suspect, unfortunately, this guy's going to have to just complain and hope that as a matter of goodwill, somebody will take care of him. Because could somebody grab a bumper from over here and ship it over there and get this car fixed? Probably. But right now, they're so busy building cars to sell that they don't want to do that. So I would suggest that an attorney is not the person who would do this, but I would try to escalate it within Ford Motor Company, customer service, and complain. If that doesn't work, I'd start calling more news organizations. I'm not exactly a news organization, but who knows? Maybe me talking about this will help. Who knows? But Ford Motor Company really could step in and fix this, because anything publicity-wise regarding a new vehicle, you want it to be good. And right now, this is not good publicity. And you might have a great excuse to not take care of this guy, but it would help if you did. So for what it's worth, I would ask Ford Motor Company to maybe grab a bumper and send it over here to get this guy's car fixed. But again, that's just me not speaking as an attorney, but speaking as a host of a channel on YouTube. So the Mustang Mach-E owner gets rear-ended and is mad about parts not being available. Understandably so, from Auto Evolution. Dragos Chidulescu wrote it. That's probably a little better in the pronunciation. Howard, Mark, and Daryl all sent it. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better.